It took four resolutions in the State House today to assemble a comprehensive opinion on a so-called bullet line, a natural gas pipeline that would provide energy directly to Alaska users. Sponsored by Fairbanks Republican Jay Ramris, the series of resolutions carry no statutory authority, but with each receiving two-thirds votes, they make a strong statement of interest in a direct supply of gas to Fairbanks, the Rail Belt, and to South Central Alaska. Ramris says the resolutions are not in opposition to any other plan to provide gas to the state, and the project they describe would be within the context of the administration's plan for a line to the lower 48 through Canada. He says an in-state gas line is simply a step toward Alaska's energy security.
There was no statute that was passed. You can't statutorily create an in-state bullet line, but you certainly can send a signal that we need adequate supply, we need to work on the various demand components, and we need government to smooth the way so that private sector interests can make their final investment decision unobstructed by a lack of cooperation within the government.
Supporters of other gas development plans argue that a small capacity project would not allow for growth and would increase rates to consumers in comparison to a spur from a larger project, such as the line through Canada or the All-Alaska route from the North Slope to Valdez. The resolutions next go to the Senate for consideration.